Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Wealth Protector TV. You might be listening on Wealth Protector Radio. I'm really excited to have my guest here, Brent Honay, on, who is an expert attorney in asset protection, estate planning, business planning. Brent, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great, Paul.
Excellent. Well, let's jump right into this because you and I were talking a bit offline about estate planning during this financial crisis and health crisis. Tell me what's going on.
So, Paul, what we're getting here is just huge interest in estate planning from a variety of different places. And I think, you know, what's driving this right now is just the whole COVID thing. You know, we've got a lot of situations where people either they're experiencing some things directly within their family, or they are hearing stories of things. And I think what this does is a time like this is it does help people to understand these are important documents. I should have these things in place for my family to make sure that we are good, so that if, you know, God forbid something happens and we have a health issue, we know right where to go and we know how to get to our documents. So for me as an estate planning attorney, this is really important for us. These are the family constitution type documents, the bedrock, the things we should all have. And it's critical that these documents are in place and up to date, and that they're done by an experienced attorney who knows how to protect the family properly. So we're very busy with those sorts of things now.
Well, Brandon, I want to ask you too, because when a lot of people hear estate planning, they think, oh, I've got to be Warren Buffett or Bill Gates and I need to be worth multi-millions. That's not the case with estate planning, right? And let's break down what exactly is estate planning.
Yeah. So it's basically this, Paul. The reality is everyone, when we turn 18, there is some form of an estate planning that should be going on, even if we don't have a lot of assets, you know. So I get that a lot from people where it's like, hey, should I be doing something for my daughter or my son that's going off to college because they're leaving the house? Well, yes, we should. They should at that stage at least have living documents, right? They should have a power of attorney. They should have a healthcare directive. Even if at that stage they don't know exactly what they want, but they do know they still want mom and dad to be in charge of things if they have a health issue and they can't talk to a doctor, right? Those sorts of things.
Right.
Very important for people to have that. For most of us, you know, as we go out into the world, we start gathering assets. We start getting, you know, a home that we live in. We start getting bank accounts, 401k, life insurance. We have kids. We're married. We're single. Whatever the case may be, we have a choice to make. Do we want the state that we live in to dictate to our family how things are going to go if life goes sideways or we pass?
No.
We really love paying taxes, right? So do we want to now have the state involved in figuring out what's going to happen? Who is going to get what I have? And those sorts of things. And if the answer to that question is no, which I think for all of us, it's no, we don't want that. Let's create a plan that takes us off the state's radar screen that says, here's my plan. It's going to be private. It's going to be a situation where I put the people in charge that I trust to take care of things, and I protect my loved ones, and I don't let lots of money go to a probate-like system to go to people that I don't care about.
I was just going to ask you there, because you're saying if you don't have a living trust in place, that's when it goes to probate, and probate's that court process?
Two things. So if you don't have a trust in place, right? Or if you have a trust in place, but maybe it hasn't been reviewed in a while, and there's some assets that you have that just frankly aren't in the trust, they're not titled in the trust, that can generate a probate. And we just, you know, don't know about that or how to do that, right? We could have a probate situation happen. And my family, you know, that happened when I was a kid. That's why I do this now. I lived it. I got to watch what happens between family members. There are people who don't talk to each other normal to this day because of what went down. Because all that was in place was a will, and a will doesn't cut it. If you have a house and you're trying to pass the house from, you know, from parents to kids, you need a trust for that. If you don't have that and you just have a will, we're going to probate, lawyers get involved, there's probate fees that come out, and it generally will take a good couple years if nobody fights to get things done.
Jeez. Okay. So unbelievable. And do the will and the trust go hand in hand with each other? Do you have both of those in an estate plan?
You do. So you want to have a properly structured trust. You also want to have a will, and that will is what we call a pour over will. And what the way those two interplay is this. So we have a trust, right? And we create all the things that we want to have in that trust to protect our family, to make sure our kids are protected. If we do it right, we have an opportunity to protect these kids for their lifetime. So if they get sued after we're gone, the money in that trust can't be sued away. Money can't be divorced away from that trust, that kind of thing. That's really important. And that's why you use good lawyers to do that. And the way the will works with all that is it catches assets that may become stray assets. Let's say, right, you know, we start off with the house that we live in, and over time we gather, you know, all these assets, we have various rental properties and such, and one of them doesn't make its way into the trust. It's still in our names and it's not in the trust when we die. Well, the will direct a judge through the process that they go through in terms of probate to say, hey, judge, these folks were nice people. They meant to have this in their trust. Can you please do your thing? And when we're done with that, move that into the trust where it belongs. So think of the will as a backup or a plan B document. So those two go together.
Love it. And to get started in doing this, I mean, somebody says, God, I need to do this. What do? Is there initial kind of discussion about what they want to do, what they don't want to do? You get into the weeds a bit?
Yeah. So basically the process is not rocket science here, right? So what we're doing here is we're saying, what do we care about, right? If we were gone, if we weren't here tomorrow, if we didn't wake up or were, you know, incapacitated, what do we want to have happen? How does that work? And it starts with a simple, you know, call, you know, to talk to us. You know, let's set up a complimentary consultation so that we can have that discussion and talk about, are we the right people that you know, am I the attorney that you want to partner up through this? Because it's a relationship. And the way this should work is your lawyer becomes your friend for life. And they review documents every couple of years, make sure everything is up to date, that it's all working properly. That's how it should work. And so when we get in there and we talk, we gather all of the information and we get into some areas that people really don't even know that they needed to know about.
Right,
and
right.
We ask all those questions that they should be asking, but don't know. And at the end of it, they have a great plan that's well thought out, that we go in and tweak from time to time as needed.
Love it. Brent, sounds great. Really good information. Thanks everybody for listening. Brent, look forward to having you on again.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul.